Hello, and welcome to Splinters. This is Gary Rogowski. Thank you for joining me on this Thanksgiving holiday. And so appropriately, this episode is called Thanks. Practice at the bench to give thanks. It is that time of year when we remember to give thanks. As for the rest of the year, gimme mine seems to be more common. Well, our culture has many curious features besides selfishness now. With capitalism as our reigning major religion, is it any wonder that Black Friday seems to last for a month now? I was reminded during this current buying frenzy of the tumult and anxiety over the state of the world. This, in turn, recalled a great section of dialogue in a book by Louise Erdrich, Future Home of the Living God, it's called. And a character named Eddie is the uncle of the main character, the Virgin Mary of the story, and her name is Cedar. They are talking about the state of their imploding world. Eddie says, "Indians have been adapting since before 1492, so I guess we'll keep adapting." Cedar says, "But the world is going to pieces." "It is always going to pieces," says Eddie. "This is different." "It is always different. We'll adapt." I love that section. Of course, this time of hour seems darker, and the list of reasons are easy to trot out on stage, as our news sources love to show us daily. And now, ladies and germs, in a glamorous, smoky yellow, fire-resistant gown, who can resist her? Look at that smile. Global warming. Followed, if you will allow me a tiny bit of wow, what a shuffle in that remarkable and breathtaking blue and red backless shift. Politics. Finally, who can keep down a double gasp of amazement? I am speechless watching him float down the runway in a dark gray double-breasted suit with balloon pants and black boots. Inflation. Oh, don't they all look marvelous on stage? A round of applause. Oh, cheers to everyone. Cheers. Ah, yeah. It is the same old-fashioned show. I was at a cocktail party once decades ago, hosted by a writer I knew who worked for a local small newspaper, alternative newspaper, and the chief editor was there, and he was holding court in the dining area. I heard him say to a group surrounding him, "News is the same stuff happening every day to different people." And I think that's probably true. And yet, this in no way diminishes for me the tragedy or impact that such events can have on an individual, a community, or a populace. We are seeing things now that have never occurred in our lifetime before. It's just appropriate to take a moment to understand that the magnitude of cataclysms gain a certain equilibrium after cooling. Every epoch has felt as if the world were ending. Each era has felt as though too much was happening too quickly. Those youngsters. And yet here we are, with our lives in our hands and the short time remaining that we have left to work with. So today, I give thanks to all of you who have supported the studio, who have allowed me to continue to work at the bench and share what I do, who have supported this school of woodworking and of philosophy. You have given me a gift with your presence, your comments, and joining me in class and discussions. Keep those questions coming. For myself, in these perilous times, I try to remember that discipline has helped me to be at the bench and to stay sane. It allows me to keep alive and mostly functioning these days. I try also to be disciplined enough to notice things, to remain curious, and to try to create something small out of what skills I possess. My last, and certainly my most difficult role, is to continue to work on the biggest dang roadblock in the path of my success. Me. Yes, me. And I think that's always the way. We get in our own way. To sum this up, do this practice as if your life depends upon it. I think it does. Do good work. That matters. It always will. Thank you for listening. This is Gary Rogowski for Splinters. Please check out our website, northwestwoodworking.com. Take care.